supervisor. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling to report a fraud charge. It's a Popular Electric, whatever it's called. They were supposed to charge us only $2. Now I see not just one, there's two charges. One was May 26, $7.95, and then we receive a notification, email notification. If this is a fraud, let us know. They're charging another $56.95.
Could you verify your first and last name?
Yeah, Virgin Maturosian. Just gonna dispute this from here if they let me. If I can, it says report a problem.
So I found an account matching your name. Could you verify your address?
Address 265 East Altadena Drive in Altadena. This is ridiculous. This is just ridiculous. What a.
So there was a purchase here for our KitchenAid mixer.
They were supposed to charge us. Let me find the photo. They were supposed to charge us $2. Now there's two charges. One is $6.95. Then there's another one today, $56. What is it? Hold on. Let me see. I received it. It says, so, is this your charge? $56.95.
Yes, ma'am.
This is fraud.
So what happened was when you purchased the KitchenAid mixer, you did have to pay for shipping and handling as well. So that total came out to $7.95. There was also a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club, which is the company that supplies the mixer.
No,
so that was
$56.95.
Now,
this is lying. They never disclosed anything like this. If they disclosed it, I'm not stupid to buy $56 for. What kind of subscription is that?
To the Consumer Buyers Club. It's the company that supplies the mixer. Now, the $56 did decline, so no money was taken out of your account. You may see a pending hold on it, but the money, it was declined by the bank, so nothing was taken out. You only paid $7.95, and that was for shipping and handling of your mixer.
Wow.
So we're not going to...
What is it?
We're not going to process a fraud claim since you do remember going online to
$2. I can send you the photo. They said online it's only $2. You are the winner of this mixer. Whoever is the winner answering these questions, if you win, and then I was apparently the winner, they were going to charge $2 shipping and handling, not those two charges. This is fraud.
Okay, so the previous agent did go ahead and get your account canceled. You won't be billed any future charges. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, send me a confirmation, please, because I don't have time to call again because they're lying. They are just lying. $2 is now $7. I mean, $7 is nothing, but if you are saying $2, why would you charge $7?
Yes, ma'am. So the confirmation email was sent. You should receive that within 24 hours. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No. Okay, there you go. Oh, my God. Can I send you this photo? It says here $2 shipping and handling. There you go. $2 KitchenAid Walmart. If you win. And then I won, apparently. They were supposed to charge me only $2. There is nothing says on this advertisement. Nothing in small letters, nothing in large letters that you're going to have any kind of subscription. Where can I send this? So you know if somebody else is calling this a fraud, they're stealing. Is
okay.
There anywhere I can send this so you know this?
So we can't receive anything from the customers. I do apologize about that. We did go ahead and get your account canceled for you. You won't be billed anything. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, I don't even want to pay the $7 because this is cheating. Did you charge the cancel that as well? I don't want that product because this is live.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So you send a confirmation of the cancellations and they won't bill me anymore?
No, ma'am. You won't be billed any future charges.
Thank you. And the current ones too, right?
Yes, ma'am. So they did decline, so nothing was taken out except for the $7.95. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.